pecking. The saddest thing I ever did see was a woodpecker pecking at a plastic tree. And he looks at me and, "Friend," says he, "things ain't as sweet as they used to be." Monsters I've met. I met a ghost, but he didn't want my head. He only wanted to know the way to Denver. I met a devil, but he didn't want my soul. He only wanted to borrow my bike a while. I met a vampire, but he didn't want my blood. He only wanted 2 nickels for a dime. I keep meeting all the right people at all the wrong times.
The coyote goes.
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the friendly ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the friendly ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper the friendly ghost. Thank you, Casper the friendly ghost.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreck, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Tiptia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. This is the first radio broadcast where Fatia has said that she's 11. That's exciting. So you had a birthday. Did you have a fun birthday?
Yeah, it was really fun.
What was the best part of your birthday?
Being singing happy birthday like 4 times.
A lot of singing or being sung to. That's always nice. Nice to be celebrated. I'm glad you had a good birthday. And we're going to talk about some books today, maybe share some poems and some stories. I thought I could get us started off with a couple poems. So I found some autumn-themed poems on poets.org. They have a poems for kids section of the website, which is really great, that has a bunch of poems that they have decided are appropriate for children and teens. And they often have themed collections, which are fun to read through at different times of year. And so I have two autumn poems that I picked out. The first one is by William Carlos Williams, who was born in 1883 and passed away in 1963. He's a very popular poet. And this one is called Willow Poem. It is a willow when summer is over, a willow by the river from which no leaf has fallen, nor bitten by the sun turned orange or crimson. The leaves cling and grow paler, swing and grow paler over the swirling waters of the river as if loath to let go. They are so cool, so drunk with the swirl of the wind and of the river, oblivious to winter, the last to let go and fall into the water and on the ground. That's Willow Poem by William Carlos Williams. There's a lot of Wills in that. Willow, William, and Williams. I really love his poems. They're both like very simple, but always like an interesting way of describing a scene or a moment or an idea. And I love thinking about the trees holding onto their leaves until the last minute. And I'll read a poem by another William. This is William Wordsworth, who was born in 1770 and passed away in 1850. And this is, it's a part of a poem. So it's from The Kitten and Falling Leaves. See the kitten on the wall, sporting with the leaves that fall, withered leaves, 1, 2, and 3, from the lofty elder tree. Through the calm and frosty air of this morning bright and fair, but the kitten, how she starts, crouches, stretches, paws, and darts. First at one and then its fellow, just as light and just as yellow. There are many now, now one, now they stop, and there are none. What intenseness of desire in her upward eye of fire. With a tiger leap halfway, now she meets the coming prey, lets it go as fast, and then has it in her power again. Now she works with 3 or 4, like an Indian conjurer, quick as he in feats of art, far beyond in joy of heart. I like thinking about a little kitten playing with the leaves. Quite a nice toy, and much more pleasant to clean up after than a dead mouse. Yeah, those are just a couple autumn poems that I found, again, on poets.org. They're poems for kids section and a collection of autumn poems by two different Williams, William Carlos Williams and William Wordsworth. What'd you think of those, Fatia?
I really like them.
I think they're both different, but I like how they both paint a very vivid like scene of nature and these falling or unfalling leaves. But yeah, what did you want to share today? I know you had a story that you wanted to share.
Yeah, it's called The Forbidden of the Forbidden.
And this is one that you wrote?
Yes.
Just for fun or for school?
Just for fun. It's kind of like a chapter book. I'm not sure how many I'm going to do. I'm probably going to do like 5, 6. I'm planning on doing at least 5.
Yeah, and see where it takes you.
Chapter 1, The Mystery Argument. Once upon a time, there lived a family. They were a wonderful family. They always talked and were happy. But there was one person who hated seeing them happy. One day, when Jacina and Cassina were dropping their little brother to school, they saw two little eyes staring at them in the bushes. They were scared. But then they remembered what their parents told them. Never be afraid. So they weren't. But the curiosity was so much, only Jacina saw it. She wondered if she should tell anyone, so she decided to tell Cassina and Jalun, their little brother. They all were very confused and asked plenty of questions. The conversation went on for 3 solid hours. By the time they were finished talking, their parents came home from work. They asked Jacina, the oldest, "Why are you guys talking so loudly?" "Mom, why are you asking me but not them?" "Because you're the oldest and most responsible. You're lucky we aren't royal or else you'd still be in school." After this conversation, Cassina and Jalun snuck outside to buy some lemonade for the others, so they would calm down. Little did they know, the creepy lady was still watching. When they were walking, two arms pulled them down, and they could not even scream. It all happened so fast. They were haunted. They were astonished. They were then put into a room where they saw Jacina. What are you doing here? Are you the one who brought us here? How? I thought you were in the living room talking to Mom and Dad. No more questions. I'm not Jacina. I am Cynthia. Cynthia, how? I thought you're still alive? Of course I am. I am your sister after all. I'll always be there for you. You're creepy. There's no way you are my sister. Then after all that drama, it all finally ended. The mysteries ended. The end. That's like the end of chapter one. There's still chapter two left.
That took quite the turn midway. That's very interesting. The title was the mystery argument?
That's the title of the chapter.
That's what I was wondering, if it was the chapter title or the book title.
Yeah. The book title is The Forbidden of the Forbidden.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I should have had named it a more specific name, because I feel like that is that's probably a name of a book. I have no idea, but I just came to what comes to mind. And I'm pretty sure if I go search this up on Google, there's going to be so many songs and books coming up.
For The Forbidden.
Yeah.
Forbidden?
Yeah, I just searched up right now. It says it's a place in China.
I think it's an interesting name.
Yeah.
Not knowing the full story, I don't know specifically what it means, but it's intriguing. Is that the first chapter in the book? That's the opening of the story?
It's kind of describes a little bit of the setting, and it talks about its own chapter a little bit. It's a very small part of the book. I want to make the book very long, not 200 pages, maybe 20 pages, like a short chapter book.
Yeah, kind of an easy reader chapter book.
Yeah. So probably level 2 readers, level 1 readers.
Cool. Very interesting and mysterious. I'm curious to see where it goes from there. Thank you for sharing. Look forward to hearing more someday. I could share a little bit about a book I recently read. I don't want to share it too much because it's a book in series, but I'll share the publisher's description, and then I can mention a little bit about it. But recently, the Katie the Cat Sitter fourth book in the series, The Perfect Plan, came out. And that's by Colleen A.F. Venable, and with illustrations by Stephanie Yu. And this is a series that I've really enjoyed. Read all 4 books now. So I'll read the description. But Katie the Cat Sitter is about a young girl named Katie who gets a cat sitting gig that pulls her into the world of superheroes and supervillains and adventure and a whole lot of cats. So this is the description for The Perfect Plan. Wanted, top secret plan. Katie is rocking 7th grade and being a superhero sidekick. So when a new threat puts the whole city in danger, she's ready to spring into action. She'll just need one super secret plan, a little help from her friends, okay, a lot of help, an invitation to the city's fanciest party, 217 slightly unusual cats, and maybe a new superhero outfit. Can Katie pull off the plan of the century? Get ready for more drama, more disguises, more fun, more friends, more secrets, and more surprises than ever before. Plus cats, definitely more cats. So that is the vague, unspoilery description, which I will try to stay true to. But this is just a really fun series. It's funny and adventurous. It has some positive messages and some interesting characters. And I think they've done a good job of adding to the story and to the character's journey and to her crew of of friends and the crew of cats as well. Get to meet a lot of new cats all the time with very special skills. But I highly suggest this series to anyone who loves a good middle grade comic with some adventure and humor and cats, of course, cats. But yeah, if you've read the other books and enjoyed them, I'm sure you'll enjoy this one as well. But that's Katie the Cat Sitter, Book 4, The Perfect Plan by Colleen A.F. Venable and Stephanie Yu. And that just came out earlier this month, so you should be able to get that at your library or your local bookstore. I think you would really like that series, Fatia. I know you've enjoyed some superhero stories in the past and middle grade graphic novels.
Yeah, I felt that story is really good.
Yeah, I highly suggest you check it out. I would start with book one, of course. But yeah, that was my main read of the past week for young readers. I've been reading some adult books as well that I've really enjoyed, but I don't usually talk about them on the show. I'm going to stick to that. So then I thought I could share a couple more poems, also from poets.org, poems for kids. And this time they also have a Halloween themed section. And so I picked out a couple poems from there that are lightly creepy. And since we have Halloween just around the corner, thought that would be fun. So first up, we have a poem called Ghost Music by Robert Graves, who was born in 1895. And lived to 1985, which is a very nice number assortment. Lots of 1, 8, 9s and 5s. And here's this poem. Gloomy and bare the organ loft, bent-backed and blind the organist, from rafters looming shadowy, from the pipes tuneful company, drifted together drowsily, innumerable formless dim, the ghosts of long-dead melodies, of anthems stately thunderous, of kyries shrill and tremulous, in melancholy, drowsy, sweet, they huddled there in harmony, like bats at noontide, rafter hung. That's Ghost Music by Robert Graves. I really like the feel of that poem. I feel like I can almost hear the music. And then the other poem I want to read is from a poet that I wasn't familiar with. It is called The Witch Bride, and it's by William Allingham, who was born in 1824, passed away in 1889. He was an Irish writer. So this is The Witch Bride. A fair witch crept to a young man's side, and he kissed her and took her for his bride. But a shape came in at the dead of night and filled the room with snowy light. And he saw how in his arms there lay a thing more frightful than mouth may say. And he rose in haste and followed the shape till morning crowned an eastern cape. And he girded himself and followed still when sunset sainted the western hill. But mocking and thwarting clung to his side, wary day, the foul witch bride. That's The Witch Bride by William Allingham. Beware the witch bride. I like the rhyming of that poem. It really does it for me. I don't know why. But yeah, so those are some Halloween poems. I had some autumn poems earlier, all from poets.org, poems for kids. Check it out. And before we go for the day, I want to remind our radio listeners that the 24th annual Ghostly Gallop is being run this Sunday, October 27th, starting and ending at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. There's a 5K and a kids fun run and a costume contest. And you can register for that online at hudsonarealibrary.org through the 26th. And otherwise, there's in-person registration at the school on race day. Registration opens at 9 a.m. on Sunday. At 9:30 a.m. is the costume contest. The kids' fun run is at 10, and the 5K is at 10:30. We hope people will come and participate in the race. We also have a lot of volunteers we're so grateful for helping support the race. And we encourage people who are out and about during the race and see people running by, some of them in costume, which is really fun, to cheer them on and help them get to that finish line, feeling supported and cheered on. Again, you can find out more information about that race event at hudsonarealibrary.org. The Ghostly Gallop this Sunday, October 27th, with registration opening at 9 in the morning at the Hudson Junior Senior High School on Harry Howard Ave. I realize our next radio show will be after Halloween as well. So for all who celebrate, happy Halloween. Hope you have some cool costumes. We look forward to seeing them out and about town. Have you picked out your costume yet, Fatia?
I'm still kind of thinking of it. I don't know if I should go with vampire, zombie, maybe vampire, like I did like 4 years ago, I think. Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah, I remember one of your vampire costumes. That was pretty cool. I think I would rather dress up as a vampire than a zombie.
Yeah.
But both are fun.
I'm not sure how to be a zombie. Mm-hmm. I might go with vampire.
Yeah.
But I'm not completely sure. I might do like something else too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say I don't usually dress up for Halloween. I'm boring like that, but I've just never been great at Halloween costumes. Hard for me to get it together. But I love seeing them on other people.
I don't always do every single year. Last year, I don't think I did it last year. Before that, yes. And I find it fun too. My sister helped me for the one 4 years ago, the vampire. I remember putting, it was like this like, type of baby powder on my face. But I felt like if I used face foundation, that would be even better. And I use red lipstick on my lips and down. And I wear like a red dress.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that again here.
Yeah. Well, whatever you choose, I'm sure it'll be great. And we hope everyone out there has a fun and safe Halloween. Gets lots of candy. That's a good time. But we are going to say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Thank you.